Yes, you're listening to Law and Gospel on this Monday, July the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018. I'm Pastor Tom Baker, and we're going to be talking about lessons from the 11th Sunday after Pentecost. Now, we normally speak about one lesson, but this time we're going to talk about the Old Testament and the Gospel reading. The middle reading is the epistle. There's also a psalm for the day, Psalm 145. But the way they set up the three-year lectionary, that is the series of readings we go over for 3 years, is they usually tie in the Old Testament theme with the gospel. The epistle is just an oftentimes ongoing segment from one of the epistles and not necessarily tied in to the Old Testament and the gospel. So what's the Old Testament for the 11th Sunday after Pentecost? And we're in series B, which means there's three series, A, B, C. B is the second one, and it's Exodus 16:2-15. Israel has left Egypt, and they're in the wilderness. And verse 2, the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. Now, it was pretty tough in the wilderness. Remember, at first they were out of water, and God gave them water from a rock. And now, well, there's no bread, there's no meat. And here's what verse 3 says. Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you, and they're talking to Moses and Aaron, have brought us out into this wilderness to kill the whole assembly with hunger. You know, when you stop and think about this, this isn't that long after their crossing of the Red Sea. So it was Moses and Aaron that opened up the sea so that it was dry on the ground. It was Moses and Aaron that brought them out of Egypt into the wilderness. Well, that's who they're blaming. Then the Lord said to Moses, verse 4, Exodus 16, behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. Now, wait a minute. God's going to send bread from heaven. How is that a test of the people? Well, it's a test of the people because verse 5 continues, on the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily. Now, we know from further on in the text, here's what happened. The manna came down from heaven, and the people didn't listen to the Lord. They would gather more than what they needed for that particular day. And guess what happened? The manna, which they gathered and did not need, became rotten, and so they couldn't eat it. On Friday, when they were supposed to gather twice as much, because Saturday in the ceremonial laws, you don't work on the Sabbath, they only gathered what they thought was necessary for Friday, and when they went out on Saturday, it wasn't there. So much for the test from God. I mean, God says one thing, gather what you need every day, Sunday through Friday, but then on Friday, do a double amount because you won't be gathering any on Saturday. And so they disobeyed God again and again. That's how he had tested them. So Moses and Aaron, they say to the people, at evening, you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us? See, they're making a point that, you know, you're blaming us for what is happening, but you need to really realize it wasn't us who brought you out of the land of Egypt. It was the Lord himself. And therefore, he had promises for you. I mean, it was just so amazing. They get to the river, and the Egyptians are behind them, and they start complaining. Oh, boy, we're going to be killed by the Egyptians. So God opens up the sea. They get across. Now, they're on the other side of the sea. It became dry, and they start seeing the Egyptian soldiers running after them through the Red Sea. Now, I don't know. Would I be like this? I would start complaining against God. Oh, okay, so we got through the Red Sea. They're coming through the Red Sea, and they're going to kill us. Wouldn't you have guessed that God would probably allow the Red Sea to come back on itself and drown all the soldiers, which he did? But these folks haven't figured it out. Then after the Red Sea, they start grumbling because they don't have any water. You know, it's part of the reason the Bible says that God chose the nation of Israel to be the chosen people. I did a sermon on that not long ago, and I made the point that when it says that God chose Israel to be the chosen people, that didn't mean he chose them as the only ones to be saved. No, he chose that group of people through whom the Messiah would come. And therefore, they were really going to be a people broadcasting the message of salvation to all nations. In fact, that even happened in the Old Testament. Why did Jonah get swallowed by a big fish? Because when God told him, well, you need to go to Nineveh, a Gentile town, he refused to do so because they did not deserve to be saved. They were terrible people. And yet, when he finally did go after being spit up by the big fish, within a few days, the whole town had been converted. Now, he still wasn't very happy about that, Jonah. Went up on a hill to see it destroyed and was sad it wasn't destroyed because they had been converted, repented of their sins. A very important point to realize, therefore, that the people of Israel, yes, they were chosen, but they were to be the messenger of God to the entire world. And of course, God even set aside a specific individual, Paul, to become an apostle to the Gentiles. So there's no distinction, as the New Testament makes very clear, between Jew and Gentile, male or female, free or slave. It's not that you no longer are a Jew or a Gentile, or no longer a male or a female, or no longer in slavery. No, it's just that due to that condition, God doesn't look down on you any more than he looks to the other people. In other words, you're equal in the sight of God, equally forgiven your sins, equally declared to be holy by God. Now, what would you do if you're doing a sermon on this? Because part of the item that you want to do, especially when you're dealing with the commandments, is to help the people in the pew to see how important this might be for our day. Now, I'm going to take a look here in this one where it says, verse 8, when the Lord gives you in the evening meat to eat and in the morning bread to the full, because the Lord has heard your grumbling, that you grumble against him. What are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord. This is really not a bad approach in bringing up children. I can't tell you how many times I disagreed with rules my parents had set up. When I was going to school and I was younger, I had to be in bed at 8 o'clock which I thought was ridiculous because that's when a lot of the Japanese horror movies came on with monsters from the deep, and I wasn't able to see them on television. What I did for a number of months, I had been able to purchase one of these small radios, and I had an earphone in my ear in bed, and I could listen. And remember in those days, they had the Lone Ranger on and things like that, and I always enjoyed doing that. I hardly ever got to sleep before 11 or 12 at night. And then, slept in school most of the time? No. Yeah, I'm one that doesn't need that much sleep. I kind of am fortunate in that area. Although the older you get, the more you need sometimes. But the point you want to make is when your children are grumbling against your rules, they're really grumbling against God. Because parents become God's messenger to children when they are bringing children up properly. To go to bed at a certain time, to eat certain kinds of food, to keep you healthy, to take you to the dentist, to take you to the doctor. You know, these are things that, as a child, I wish would never happen. But they did because they were following the will of God in bringing up a child properly in the nurture and admonition of the Lord.
Listen to Law and Gospel each weekday morning at 9:30 on Worldwide KFUO. For a tax-deductible gift to Law and Gospel, please make your check payable to Concordia Mission Society and mail it to Tom Baker, P.O. Box 28910, St. Louis, Missouri, 63132. To give online, visit lawandgospel101.com or call toll-free 1-877-267-1962.